Good evening, Zimbabwe. You're listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, February 29th, 2016. The International Monetary Fund says a resumption of direct financial aid to Harare might come after the conclusion of an assessment report on Zimbabwe.
It's a special day today for people born on February 29th. We will give you more details.
I'm really excited because I actually get to celebrate my birthday on the actual day. So the biggest difference has been in my friends' reactions, because sometimes they make excuses to not celebrate with me or to not get me gifts.
International Monetary Fund resident representative in Zimbabwe, Christian Bedis, says a resumption of direct financial aid to Harare might be a long process and the answer might come in May after the conclusion of an assessment report on Zimbabwe. An IMF team is currently in the country for 2 weeks to assess the final phase of the Staff Monitored Program, or SMP, and do the annual Article 4 consultation. The IMF is meeting government and business leaders. Tomorrow, the IMF team is expected to meet with representatives of the Zimbabwe National Chamber of Commerce. Zimbabwe started the SMP, an informal agreement with the IMF, to monitor the implementation of its economic reforms in December 2013 and claims that it has met its targets and is seeking a financial aid package. Zimbabwe has suffered from a rollback of investment from the West for the past 16 years.
Without any balance of payment support and starved of foreign credit, Zimbabwe's economy is headed south, punctuated by deflation and 90% unemployment. Late last year, the IMF said it might resume financial support to Zimbabwe as early as 2016 if foreign creditors accepted Harare's arrears clearance plan and the government implemented economic reforms to boost growth.
Finance Minister Patrick Chidamasa proposed a plan in Lima, Peru, that he claimed will see Harare clearing its arrears of $1.86 billion to international creditors, including the Bretton Woods institutions, by April. But many economists doubt Harare can meet the ambitious target. In an exclusive interview, Bedis tells Studio 7's Blessing Zulu about the Harare and IMF engagement currently underway.
Their main task is to do the third and final review under the Staff Monitored Program, and also the annual Article 4 consultation, where the team takes a more medium-term look at where does Zimbabwe want to be in like 3 to 5 years, say, and how can they get there. And this is sort of a policy discussion between the team and the various branches of government and the central bank. But of course, we also talk to private sector representatives, NGOs, and civil society.
The Staff Monitored Program, it has ended. So what exactly are they doing now?
It technically ended on the 31st of December 2015, but you cannot assess like quantitative targets, say, on the fiscal balance and so forth, on the same day the year ends. I mean, these things take obviously time to be finalized, but we will still go together with the Article 4 and the third and final review of the SMP that will be presented to our fund IMF Executive Board in May of this year when the mission finalized its report.
There are also reports that Zimbabwe might get new funding, if you may explain that.
This is a long process. You may know that as part of our annual meetings last year, together with the World Bank, the authorities had an opportunity to present a strategy on how to clear the arrears to international financial institutions, and there was broad support for that strategy. Of course, we now have to have a successful completion of that final review of the SMP. That's what the mission is doing right now.
And let's talk about the $1.8 billion in external arrears. How far have you gone in discussing with Zimbabwe on the way forward?
The authorities presented a strategy. That strategy is sound. They have identified financing, and I believe if the Ministry of Finance actually published the broad modalities of what they have in mind in a local newspaper last year after the Lima meeting in October. And so that is still on track. I mean, that's still their plan.
Zimbabwe had given itself a deadline, that is April, to clear the arrears. Is that still realistic?
I think April would be too ambitious.
That was Christian Bedi's International Monetary Fund resident representative in Zimbabwe, speaking with Studio 7's Blessing Zulu from Harare.
A young Zimbabwean lady based in Tampa, Florida, in the United States, says today is a special day for her as it comes one of those rare occasions when she celebrates her birthday on the actual day she was born. Tafadz Wasai was born in a leap year, and 2016 happens to fall within this category and will enable her to savor her birthday, but hastens to say trying to make this celebration special can put too much pressure on those born on this day, including herself. Sai, who is from Harare and hails from Berengwa, says today she is at work and will have to postpone her festivities to the weekend, although she's elated that once every 4 years she gets the pleasure of actually celebrating on the day she was born.
I'm really excited because I actually get to celebrate my birthday on the actual day.
How different is it to the other years where you've had to either bring it forward or push it back?
So the biggest difference has been in my friends' reactions, because sometimes they make excuses to not celebrate with me or to not get me gifts, and they'll show me a calendar and say your day is not on there, but today I get to cash in.
There's so many myths surrounding leap year. Some people say it's a year when women like yourselves can ask a man to marry them. Would you take up such an offer, or what do you think of that?
No, I would not. I think things should not really change just because it's a leap year. It creates a lot of confusion. I think we should just stick to what happens every other year.
So how old are you turning? Do you count your years in terms of when you've celebrated, or how do you count your birth years?
So I kind of do both. Sometimes I tell people that I'm 8 because I've only celebrated 8 times, but in reality I'm 32 years old. I do add a year to my age every other year. I don't wait until after 4 years.
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
So I finished my PhD last year, and I'm a postdoctoral scholar in Tampa, Florida. And today, unfortunately, I don't get to do much because I'm at work, but I'm going to treat myself over the weekend.
That was Tafadz Wasai, a young Zimbabwean lady, speaking to Studio 7 from Tampa, Florida, here in the United States. We will talk to more Zimbabweans celebrating their birthdays once in 4 years.
It's quite unique and special that I celebrate my birthday on the 29th of February, whilst others celebrate on the 28th. For me, I celebrate it after 4 years.
Happy birthday to all those who celebrate their day today on leap year, 29th of February.
Harare's failure to offer attractive conditions of service for health professionals has resulted in a lack of specialists in most state-owned hospitals. They include speech therapists, who play a critical role in linking medical professionals with clients. Our correspondent Patricia Mudadigwa reports.
Speaking at a health workshop on the visual and hearing impaired held in Harare, Michele Angelet, country representative of Christian Blind Mission, said the majority of poor people in Zimbabwe had no access to speech therapists.
Right now, there is not a single speech therapist working in public service in Zimbabwe. We as CBM, we are trying to support the establishment of a Bachelor of Sciences in Speech Therapy and Audiology at the University of Zimbabwe. We are establishing speech therapy services at Harare Children's Hospital. The point is, you see, we are trying as much as possible to complement, but what you can do as parliamentarians, you can advocate whenever budget times come, because the freezing of the posts right now, that is forced given the economic situation, is hurting the service provision.
This was confirmed by Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Health and Child Care, Dr. Gerald Gwinji, who told the same workshop that the government does not have money to pay salaries of these specialists.
These are very sellable people. As soon as you train them and you don't pay them properly, they go. It's not an issue of us not training. It's an issue of us failing to retain them.
Ruth Labode, Chairperson of the Parliamentary Committee on Health and Child Care said adoption of a disability policy will compel the government to ensure the presence of specialist medical personnel at public hospitals.
And yet the issue is the policy document, and the policy document 10 years has been in the ministry.
Gwinji concurred, adding that there was need for Zimbabwe to urgently adopt a disability policy. He said work on the policy had commenced.
Consultations were done, and the primary ministry is now finalizing issues around validation on this policy.
Some people living with disabilities who attended the workshops bemoan the failure by government to meaningfully invest in the health sector to lower skilled medical personnel and specialists. According to a disability activist, Barbara Nyangairi, speech therapists play a critical role in people's lives, including those with problems related to their senses.
Speech therapy makes use of residual senses. And for those that are able to acquire some speech, it is important for you to be able to provide speech therapy for them so that they are then able to use those residual senses more effectively.
However, Nyangairi said, while a disability policy is important in Zimbabwe, what is more critical for the country's implementation of such policies?
Zimbabwe already has a lot of good policies. A disability policy would provide a holistic sum of all the things that are provided for within our legal framework in order to operationalize them. So I think that the challenge that we face as Zimbabwe is implementation. A lot of things die at the implementation stage. And so having a policy which is good on paper, but without the political will to implement that particular policy, will not be of much use to people with disabilities.
According to health experts, speech-language pathologists, sometimes called speech therapists, assess, diagnose, treat, and help to prevent communication and swallowing disorders in patients. Speech, language, and swallowing disorders result from a variety of causes, such as a stroke, brain injury, hearing loss, developmental delay, Parkinson's disease, a cleft lip or palate, and autism. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Patricia Mdadigwa.